Now, some of the houses didn't have electricity. We used the old Aladdin lamps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They hung from the ceiling and then was by gas. But we had electricity, light bulbs. We had electric lamps and all. But I have some lamps here that I have kept over a period of time that my father and mother used. Mm-hmm. They were just those little small globe lamps, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a big Aladdin lamp, and we gave it to a church whenever we got through using it when we was a child. After we got grown, this church didn't have any light, and so we gave this church the Aladdin lamps that we had. Those big Aladdin lamps were kind of like the lamps that the children, I mean the camping children takes now, you know, those what do they call? Well, anyway, they had the little mantle that they put on there. Mm-hmm. And they'd have to pump it, the gas, you know, and light it. Mm-hmm. Like they take now.
Well, would you draw kind of a little floor plan like you did of that house for this one that you live in now?
You mean where I live now?
Right now.
Right now. Oh, this is a big old barn. It'll take a lot.
I lived here for...
all of his life. His father came here when he was only about 15 years old. And his mother and father brought him here when he was about 15 years old. Then he married, and back in about 1914, he and Miss married. And then their children were raised here, which is my husband, you know, and his brothers and sisters. And as I say, this has been in the family about 80 years. The people that own this house, they were only about one more generation that owned this house before the deeded to my Radford's grandmother, which was a before she married. Her father deeded it to her. Mm-hmm. And it's been handed down through the generations, and there was only one more people that owned the house before then. They were and they are buried right here on this ground, on the hill up here behind us. You know, lots of people then had their own cemetery in the backyard or the back of the house. I have kin people that I know has been buried on their own land. You know, they used to like to be buried on their own land.
Would y'all like to be buried here?
No, we already have our burying place, which is a family plot here. Mm-hmm. And they're just first one and another of their most all relatives in this plot. It's not too far from here. It's about 2 or 3 miles from here. Mm-hmm. We already have our burying ground fixed. I told them, I said, I want to get that taken care of so my children will have to take care of that. My children is kindly felt funny when we talked about fixing the cemetery lot, you know, and fixing a place. And his brother and he, we all have a family lot together. We have 8 grave lots, you know. We fixed a few lots so that if anything happened to our children while we were raising them, you know, we'd have a place to bury them. But if we don't use the extra 4 lots, we can always divide them up and fix 2 more lots for somebody else to take. But we just have a big family marker and then the individual footstones, you know, that we have to there. I said, that's something other we're sure we're going to meet one time or another. We were born and then we were born to die, too. Mm-hmm. That's something other nobody can escape, and so why not prepare for it? We prepare for everything else. Why not prepare for it? Mm-hmm. Because at that time, you know, I don't want my children to have to worry with a place to bury me.
Well, see if you can draw a little floor plan of this house.
Of this house here, part of it was down there in the flat. Mm-hmm. Out here on the other end, part of it was in the house, in the flat down there. There were just 2 rooms on it. This room here and this room here.